The judge ordered Carr released immediately. He'd been charged with 5 counts of child porn possession, but investigators had lost the computer hard drive on which those images were allegedly found. The defense also argued prosecutors failed to turn over testimony from Carr's ex-wife, in which she said that computer may not have been operational at the time anyway. Ken?
Thanks, Jessica. Turns out tainted spinach was the real cause of death for a 2-year-old in Idaho. The state health department confirming that fact. Kyle Allgood died last month and was suspected he was infected with E. coli. That makes 2 deaths connected to this tainted spinach. Federal investigators have already searched 2 California processing plants for any evidence of contamination to see if spinach was handled improperly.
If those rules or regulations are disregarded or bypassed, circumvented, whatever, intentionally, that's the sort of thing that can rise to criminal activity.
FBI agent Joseph Shadler. 3 days with 3 highs. The Dow Jones making more news today, picking up 16 points at the close. That makes for 3 consecutive days of gains after 2 days of record-breaking gains. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Top 3 reasons I'm redoing my kitchen. Number 3, my countertop is starting to look an awful lot like my cutting board. Number 2, my family's grown, but the space in my fridge hasn't. And number 1, while my budget's getting ready for my new kitchen, I'll already be cooking in it.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 9th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
WFAS News Time 6:03. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230. WFAS News, here's what's happening. Tragedy in a major Westchester highway. A 61-year-old Yonkers woman is dead and her daughter expected to be charged. Happened after a night of drinking. Cha Mercedes was driving the SUV, which slammed into a barrier divider in Yonkers. Cops say Dilsa Bray, the mother, later died at the hospital. Cops allege the driver was drunk at the time. The two were said to be celebrating a birthday party in the Bronx. New details emerging about Janine Pirro's finances. The County Ethics Board has released 7 years of disclosure papers dating back to her time as county DA. They include debts and investments not only for her but her husband, Al Pirro. The Republican Attorney General hopeful is being investigated for wiretapping her husband's boat. She believed her husband was having another affair. Yonkers Mayor Phil Amaconi joins his New York City and Boston counterparts to fight illegal drugs. The Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition is expanding and includes over 100 mayors from a total of 44 states. The 3 signed a multi-pronged agreement, which not only includes tracking down illegal guns, but also calls for stiffer punishments. A violent tussle for a couple of Yonkers police officers. WFAS reporter Pam Fuso tells us a man ran at them with a 12-inch knife.
55-year-old Enoch Smalls tried to goad cops to shoot him when they responded to his apartment building on Buena Vista Avenue, but the officers weren't playing. Smalls reportedly told the police officers he was going to kill them, so he encouraged them to shoot him first. After spraying Smalls with pepper spray, one of the cops knocked the knife out of his hand with a baton. Then, after a violent scuffle, they handcuffed him. Smalls later told police that if he didn't hesitate when cops first got there, he could have gotten them to shoot him. I'm Pam Puso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
WFAS News Time 6:05. Any troubles on the roads? Let's get the latest from Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
Not bad at the Tap and Z, Jim. No delays in either direction. Getting word now of a possible accident spraying south right before the Bronx River Parkway. I-95 is in good shape. Not bad on Metro North. Your update is brought to you by Swiss International Airlines. Swiss now offers as many as 4 flights daily from the New York area to Switzerland, with quick and easy connections to 69 destinations worldwide. Call 1-877-FLY-SWISS or visit swiss.com. For a check now on your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Kevin Hoppler.
We have another storm system to our south that's going to approach throughout the next 24 hours, becoming partly cloudy tonight, a passing shower developing late at night, a low in the mid-40s. More clouds and sunshine throughout the day tomorrow. It'll become windy with those gusty winds out of the east. Cool day with a shower, highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool at night in the mid-40s. And gradually becoming partly sunny on Saturday. A nice day, but continued breezy, 60 to 65. From the WFAS Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kevin Hoppler.
Thank you, Kevin. Right now it is 56 degrees. There's everything you need to know. Got more of your favorite music in about 30 minutes. Right now it is time for Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney on AM 1230 WFAS.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of Mind with Lippman Crooks.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks. We're here every Thursday evening from 6.05 p.m. to 6.35 p.m. Right here on WFAS, AM 1230. And this week, our guest is Matt Valenzano. Matt is the publisher of Exceptional Parent Magazine. Welcome, Matt.
Bernie, thanks for having me here tonight.
It's great to have you. And Matt, I'm sure many of our listeners know that Exceptional Parent is the premier publication in the disability community, but I'm sure many of them don't know how it got started and what your mission really is over there.
Well, I'll give you the sort of 2-minute drill on us, and we're 36 years old, and a lot of people don't realize that we have been around that long. That's quite a long time to, you know, to be providing the valuable information that we're able to get into the hands of people who are caring for those with disabilities and those who have disabilities themselves.
Now, how did it get started? Whose idea was it?
You know what? It started out, we had some humble beginnings back in 1971, and was started by two clinical psychologists up in the Boston area. They recognized that there was sort of a void of information, you know, for the families just right there in the local community who were caring for, you know, infants and young ones with special health care needs.
And then it evolved into a national publication?
Absolutely. You know, and it's been quite an evolution, and you know, there's more than, as you know, Bernie, more than just the magazine that we're now involved in. You know, programs like Disability Awareness Night with professionals and minor league sporting teams. You know, we're involved really in educating and empowering our audience.
Now, you mentioned Disability Awareness Night. I guess you affectionately refer to it as DAN.
We do.
And tell us what that's about. What are you trying to accomplish there?
Well, you know, Disability Awareness Night is really a unique community outreach event where we're able to recognize those in local communities who've made a difference in people's lives or overcome their own special need or disability and set an example for us all. We had the opportunity to donate over 11,000 tickets to Major League Baseball games these past couple of years, and we donate them right into you know, local chapters of Easter Seals, UCP, different nonprofit groups in the area who then, you know, can bring their constituents out to the games.
And how often do you have these nights?
You know, we're doing them all summer long. Got a number of major league teams. We had one with the Yankees, who I don't know if they won or not this afternoon.
It was not a good day.
Not a good day for them. I was in meetings all day, so I didn't get a chance to see. That's too bad. But we, you know, we do it with the Yankees, with the Mets, the world champion White Sox. And we're moving it into the National Basketball Association.
And is there a charge for this for somebody who's participating?
It's supported by sponsorship. You know, we're able to do this because a lot of different companies see the value in reaching into this community of folks like Mass Mutual Financial Group. MetLife will now help us along in the National Basketball Association arena. CVS is involved. So we're only able to do these types of things through, you know, the funding of companies that recognize this, you know, as doing well by doing good.
So there's no charge to the child with special needs?
No, they come to the game. The only thing they really got to pay for is their hot dog and beer or soda.
Yeah, so I guess these companies really have recognized the benefit of being involved in the special needs and disability community.
They have, and you know, it's a huge market. There are 54 million Americans who have a disability. What we're doing is trying to get information into their hands, empower them, educate them really on you know, the availability of products and services and where things stand from even a legislative point of view.
How often does the magazine come out, Matt?
We're monthly. We're able to address, we figure, we used to be six times. You know, about 1993, decided that there's enough content out there, enough information that, you know, we need to publish 12 months out of the year. So we talk about everything from diet, nutrition, and its impact, you know, in even autism, you know, right through financial planning, which is becoming really a major subject for and a hurdle that people are facing more and more these days.
So what's the circulation up to?
We're reaching 75,000 each month. Which really, when you look at the size of the market, is just a small tidbit of it. You know, being around so long, you'd wonder why hasn't, you know, people picked up on us? You know, that's a sort of a question that we're asking ourselves. But, you know, for the audience that we're reaching, there's not only the families, but healthcare professionals. And that's where we see really the strong pass along readership, and we're sitting in doctors' offices and OTs and PTs' offices, and people are picking us up and seeing what we have to offer.
And you know, I agree that 75,000 surely is the tip of the iceberg, but still, to go from a mom and pop operation to a national publication with that kind of circulation must have been an incredible amount of hard work and a lot of sweat and going into it. And were you involved in helping to build the magazine?
I was in 1993 when you know the company was reorganized. That was my first job out of college, really, which was a terrific way to sort of learn the publishing industry. But, you know, I don't think we can take really any credit, the management team, although we'd like to. I think it really relates back to the information that we're publishing and the information that we're, the strength of the content, and the need for it in the marketplace that has really allowed us to grow from, you know, a couple hundred folks up in Boston 36 years ago to 75,000 people now.
I think you hit on another key point, Matt, by getting this in the hands of the neurologists and the physicians and the social workers, and then using them to spread the word. I think that that methodology will probably lead to enhanced growth in years to come.
Well, that's the hope. These are the people that are recommending products and you know, seeing. They're in the front lines, you know, the OTs and the PTs and the speech and language pathologists. They're on the front lines here, and they're the folks that are, you know, seeing firsthand what people's needs are, and to have a presence there, I think, is really valuable for us.
Are these the folks who are also writing the articles?
Yes. We are able to go out and reach into, you know, any sort of expert pool, you know, relative to any topic, financial planning. We have a terrific arrangement with the Special Needs Alliance, where they're providing us with ongoing content on, you know, legal and financial planning issues that are faced with that are faced by people, you know, either caring for someone with a disability or those who have a disability themselves.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our very special guest this week is the publisher of Exceptional Parent magazine, Matt Valenzano, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, your host of the weekly radio show, heard right here on WFAS AM 1230, Thursday evenings. And we're speaking with Matt Valenzano, the publisher of Exceptional Parent Magazine. And just before the break, we were talking about the relationship between Exceptional Parent and the Special Needs Alliance. And I'd just like to explore that a little bit more, Matt. Tell us about the Special Needs Alliance and why it's so important for consumers and those in the disability community to go to specialists in this particular area.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really is. It's above important. I mean, financial planning and legal planning for people with disabilities, I mean, it's just a maze out there. In terms of, you know, the obstacles that they're confronted with. And, you know, the fact is, Bernie, that people with special needs, special health care needs, are living longer now. And that's because of medical advancements, technological advancements are allowing them to be more mobile, get out and make a contribution in the workforce even. Planning, it's not really planning so much for the future, but it's really planning for the now. And you as a family who is caring for someone with special needs, you know, the likelihood now is that you know, they're going to outlive you. You're just going to need to get and talk with experts who know how to navigate through Medicare and how to set up a special needs trust, and you know, can relate to you know, what it is you're facing on a daily basis.
You know, Matt was kind enough to give me, before we went on the air, an advanced copy of the October issue of EP Magazine, and there really is a great article in there on alternatives to special needs trusts. An article on, is my child too young for autism diagnosis? Tell us about some of the other things that are in this month's issue, Matt.
Yeah, well, beyond the, which, you know, really is a terrific article on special needs trust, right opposite that page you'll see Ask the Therapist. And I think that that's really one of the most valuable things we're doing. We're having one of the folks who are on the front lines and are talking with parents every day and families every day. We're able to ask her some questions, and she will, you know, she will give the best answer that she knows how. It's like free advice for, you know, for those who you know, may not have found out about the benefits of occupational therapy. You could just read the magazine, and you're talking to one of the experts in OT. Relate to everything from, you know, fine and gross motor skill development to dealing with IDEA in the school system.
And, you know, many of our clients are involved in the disability community, and I can tell you each month they wait for EP to come out. It's that important to them. They look forward to the articles. So I want to publicly thank you for putting this out. Our clients appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's good. It's a good feeling to know that you know, you're doing good, and you're making a difference in people's lives. And I like to say that what we're doing is really putting smiles on people's faces, because, you know, every day someone's going to pick up the magazine and see a piece of information that, you know, could potentially change their life or make a difference in, you know, just simple things that they're doing on a daily basis.
And you never know which article is going to be the one that strikes a chord.
Correct. Yeah. That's
so what actually, Matt, is the target market for the EP magazine? Is it just kids? Is it adults? Is there a specific target market?
You know, back in the early years, back in the 70s, you know, we were a pediatric focused book, only because, as I mentioned, you know, if you had a disability, the chances are, you weren't going to live into your teens or even outlive your parents. So, you know, a lot of what we were publishing back then, and that really goes back to the name, Exceptional Parent, a lot of what we were talking about and providing back then was pediatric-based. Over the years, I mean, we've recognized that, you know, our audience is aging. There are technological advancements that are now allowing them to enter the workforce and be productive. And, you know, so it's really... we're focused on the entire gamut, the entire age spectrum. You know, we're very proud to say too now that we are going to begin to work with the U.S. military to provide returning veterans and, you know, those active service personnel who may be caring for someone with a disability in their family. We're going to be the information provider and be distributed throughout U.S. Army bases across the country. So we're fiercely proud of that. And I think that just goes to demonstrate, and the reason I bring that up is because, you know, we are reaching across all age spectrums and providing information on, you know, instances where people are you know, being faced with challenges or you know, we're also reporting on the good things that are happening, which is, I think, helpful for our audience to hear about, you know, the accomplishments of people and you know, those that are able to enter the workforce and make a contribution. Those are good stories and people need to hear them. You know, so it's something we're talking about throughout people's lives, addressing, you know, issues they're faced with, you know, from zero to 100.
We're speaking with Matt Valenzano. I'm Bernie Crooks, and Matt is the publisher of Exceptional Parent magazine, and he's been kind enough to spend some time with us, and we're going to continue our conversation with Matt right after this short break.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're having our conversation this evening with Matt Valenzano. And, hey, Matt, you know, I've heard about this Familiar Faces program. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. You know, that's another terrific thing that we're doing from a publishing standpoint. It's on our website, too, Bernie, so, you know, folks can check it out there. But this is a way for us to really... keep in touch with our audience. You know, there's families and individuals out there that are doing some terrific things and that need to be heard and need to be seen. And the Familiar Faces column really gives us the opportunity to really get in touch with our audience and know who it is we're talking to and who it is we're helping out.
So give me an example of somebody that's been involved in it, that's been on it.
Well, we have, you know, this month, there's a family, I believe, out in Iowa, you know, young boy who was diagnosed with autism and is able to play in Little League with the help and patience of his coaches. And, you know, that's really a terrific story of inclusion. And, you know, beyond that, I mean, it's just an example that has been set by, you know, by folks who, you know, set the standard for patients and are willing to take the time and help and you know, improve these folks' lives and the opportunities that are and allow them to avail themselves of the opportunities that exist.
And how did you hear about this story about this little boy in Iowa?
You know, I'm not quite sure. We literally get hundreds of these each month, and it's just a shame we're not able to publish every single one of them. But there's just so many good stories, and you know, going back to Disability Awareness Night, that's another way in which we're able to stay in touch with our audience, recognize the people in the local communities who are making a difference, and really that's part of our mission, Bernie. I mean, we want to heighten awareness and set an example for and show that there are examples being sent out there for us all.
I bet over the years, Matt, you've probably met some people who were involved in working with special needs kids that just have a heart of gold and incredible patience, and you know, these people, they just couldn't be paid enough for the work they do.
And sometimes they're not paid at all, which is you know, I guess the irony of it all.
Yeah, it is remarkable, but I tell you, just about everyone I've met who's been involved in this type of work has just impressed me more than the previous person. It really is unbelievable.
You do run across quite a few remarkable individuals, and you know, fortunately and unfortunately, you know, that is the case. I mean, there's a lot of remarkable stories.
Now, you mentioned that you post on the website these familiar faces stories. How can people get on the website? What is the address?
Well, they can go to www.eparent.com. And you know what? They'll find just a wealth of information there. It's really a repository of information. We've been producing you know, invaluable content for 36 years, and our website is a terrific vehicle to allow people to, you know, be able to find and access a lot of it. Everything from financial and legal planning to nutrition to healthcare, where we, you know, talk about different legislative issues and subjects of the day.
So it's updated on a regular basis?
We update it as often as we can. You know, it's quite a, you know, if you get on there and you take a tool around there, it's quite a repository of information, and we're constantly updating it with different articles that we're putting that are published in the magazine.
Now, can parents or other family members of kids with special needs get involved in any kind of online chat on the site?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because another thing that we do, which really I think, I'll say everything's the most valuable thing we're doing, but really this is, it's called Search and Respond. And this is a tool both in the magazine each month and on the website where those who are looking for others who might be dealing with you know, it's rare disorders. You know, families are caring for those with rare disorders, and you know, are just looking to reach out to someone else who may be going through the same situation that they're going through, and there's no one in their local community. They can come to our website or look in the magazine through our Search and Response section, and it's a way to connect the community, really. And you know, you can access that through our website too.
Now, are you involved in that part of the magazine, or just publishing the hard copy?
Just publishing the hard copy, really.
So someone else does the online chat and the website?
Yeah, I mean, that's all handled by, you know, we have a webmaster. He's supposed to be very well-versed in all that web stuff. So, yeah, you can just go on there and you know, post your, you know, if you're looking for somebody else who may be going through the same thing you are, you just go on and post under our Search and Response site.
Yeah, I've looked at the website, and it really is a wealth of information, and people ought to...